Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Hanoisin Tzema L'Tzaba V'Tichato Yora. Somebody who gives wool to a dyer to have it dyed, and the dye burns up the wool. He dyed it at a very high temperature and ruined the wool. Noisin Lo Tzmei Tzamra. The dyer must give him the value of the wool. He is responsible for ruining it. Tzavo Ka'or. If he dyed it poorly, he used a low-grade dye, and it was dyed very poorly. Emashbach Yeser Al Hayitzia. Noisin Lo Et Hayitzia. If the amount the wool appreciated is more than the expense incurred in dyeing it, then the person would pay the dyer the expense incurred. He would not have to give the full tashlumim that was agreed upon that he would pay him for the work since he dyed it so poorly. Instead, he just gives the expense incurred. If the expense incurred in dyeing it was more than the amount the tzemer appreciated from the dye, then the person who gave him the tzemer would pay him how much the tzemer appreciated, but he would not have to give him the expense, and certainly he wouldn't have to give him the tashlumen that was agreed upon since he dyed it so poorly. Somebody who hired a dyer to dye his wool red, and the dyer disregarded the instructions and dyed it black instead, or vice versa. Shachar utzavo edo. He hired the dyer to dye it black, and the dyer dyed it red instead. Rabbi Meir Omer, Nosin Lo Meitzamer. Rabbi Meir says the dyer gives the person the value of the tzemer before it was dyed, and the dyer is kona the tzemer for himself, b'shinoi, with the change that he did, that he disregarded the instructions. As Rabbi Meir holds, the dyer has the same din as a goslin. Since he disregarded the instructions, he is kona b'shinoi, and he keeps the wool for himself, and he gives the owner the value of the wool before it was dyed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, emashbach yesa yitzia, Nosin Lo Efe Yitzir. Rabbi Huda argues, he said that the dyer doesn't have the din of a goslin, so therefore the din here would be that if the amount the tzemer appreciated is more than the expense incurred, then the owner of the wool would only have to give him the expense. He wouldn't have to give him the amount the tzemer appreciated or the amount they agreed upon that he would pay the dyer, since the dyer did not heed the instruction. Vem Hayitzir Yeser Al Shvach Nosin Lo Efe Shvach. If the expense incurred in dyeing it was more than the amount the tzemer appreciated, then the person who gave him the tzemer would only have to pay the amount that the tzemer appreciated. He would not even have to pay the expense, certainly not the amount that they agreed upon that he would pay the dyer, since he did not heed the instructions. Somebody who steals from his friend the value of a pruta, and certainly if he steals more than that, v'nishbalo, and he makes a shvua to his friend, he swears falsely and says that he did not steal it, yolichenu acharav afilu l'maray. Afterwards he admits that he stole it, he must return the shava pruta to the friend, even if he has to go all the way to Maray to find his friend, even if he has to travel halfway around the world, he has to return it to his friend. It is not good enough that he just lets his friend know that he has the money by him. As if he had not taken a shvua sheker, he would not have to run after his friend. He would just let his friend know that he has his money. But now that he made a shvua sheker, the pasuk tells us that he has to seek out his friend and return the money to his friend, even if he has to travel halfway around the world. Lo yitain lo lebno v'lo l'shluchoi. It is not good enough that he gives the money to the child of the person who is stole from, or to the shliach of that person. He must return it to the person himself. Avo no same l'shliach bezdin. But he could give it to the shliach of bezdin. This is a takana that the chacham made, that he can give the money to bezdin. As a chacham thought that if the person did not have this takana to return it to bezdin, and he has to spend a lot of money to find the guy and to travel after the guy, then the person will simply not do tshuva, not return it at all. So Bezdin made a takana that he could return it to Bezdin. V'emeis yachta liyorshav. If he finds out that the person he stole from has died, he can return it to the yorshim, the people who inherited that person, as they are now the owners of this money.